Welcome everyone to the first CCNN Live High School Sports Podcast. My name is Eric Murrow, and just to give you a brief description about me, I just transferred from Monsignor Pace. I'm a junior at Christopher Columbus High School, and I'm a sports journalist for CCNN Live. And alongside me is my partner, Victor Prieto.
Hey everyone, as Eric said, my name is Victor Prieto, and I'm going as well as my junior year of Columbus, and I've been a part of CCNN Live all 3 years. I'm an entertainment anchor on our daily morning news show, and I'm our color commentator for all of our sports broadcasts as well. I'm a sports journalist for CCNN Live. And on today's first segment of our CCNN Live High School Sports Podcast, today's show, we're going to be interviewing JT Wilcox of SFHSSports.com, and he's going to help us break down our top five preseason games of the football year. So before we get with JT on the show, Eric and me are going to talk a little about those top five games. Eric, what are you most looking forward to in the preseason so far? What game?
Well, the game I'm most looking forward to is American Heritage at IMG Academy. This is an early preseason matchup between two top five teams in the state of Florida. It's going to be interesting how Heritage showed up to this matchup. They lost a lot of key players and a lot of key seniors on their team, like quarterback Torrance Gibson, who's not American Heritage. So I think this is going to be a great test for the Patriots week one, and let's hope they come out with the victory. Victor, what game are you looking most forward to?
Well, I'm going to have to pick my school, Columbus versus Winter Haven in Orlando. It's going to be a fun game out there. The team this year has a lot of potential. Columbus, that secondary is so young and so good. We get to see quarterback Alejandro Ross play his first ever career start for Columbus. So it's going to be a lot of fun, that game. Really looking forward. Columbus has a nice challenging test against Winter Haven. Winter Haven's a good team. They had a quality record last year. It's going to be a nice test for Columbus.
Now joining us on the CCN Live High School Sports Podcast is JT Wilcox of South Florida High School Sports. JT, how are you?
Hey, Eric, how's everything going?
Good, good. And you, we're going to start the interview off with talking about Coconut Creek versus Deerfield Beach. We already know how Coconut Creek has the cornerbacks like Malik Young and Trevion Mullen. Who do you think will win the battle between Trevion Mullen and Malik Young? But on Deerfield side, you have Calvin Ridley and Jerry Jeudy. Who do you think will win the battle?
That's going to be an epic battle. It's going to be one that a lot of people should go out and see. I mean, the fact that it's a preseason game, or a fall preseason kickoff classic game, is a real treat. It speaks to the dedication that both those coaching staff have to put their players in that kind of position. But to answer your question, I think they're going to go back and forth. I mean, because you're talking about Calvin Ridley and Jerry Jeudy are both physical, imposing kind of receivers. Both of them are thicker. Thicker guys already. And Trevion Mullen and Malik Young, they're slighter built, but they're very skilled. They're great cover guys. And the thing about it, they're playing with and or against each other all summer long through the 7-on-7 circuit. So I think it's going to go back and forth. I think ultimately Coconut Creek might have the overall edge as a team right now. But I would say that matchup there between those receivers and DBs, it's going to go back and forth. I say 51-49 Coconut Creek winning the battle percentage of the time.
Okay, moving over to the Ocala North Marion versus Booker T. Washington primetime at Trask Powell. We're talking about who do you think will have the better performance between transfer quarterback Eric Walker from Monsignor Pace or freshman quarterback Daniel Richardson, who has an FIU offer?
Well, this is going to be intriguing to watch. I mean, that's going to be a ongoing storyline for Booker T this whole season, that because their quarterback share, timeshare that they're probably going to have this season. I think Eric, speaking with coaches, they say Eric right now has the upper hand. They think he has a better command in the huddle and at the line of scrimmage, which is what you would expect out of a senior. But Daniel Richardson is up and coming, and his arm talent and, you know, his sheer just ability as a quarterback, is you can't ignore it. So the coaches do plan on playing both of them. I think that Eric will probably perform a little bit better. He is a senior. He has that experience, though he's probably only played at Trask Powell maybe once, maybe twice before in his career. He does have that experience under his belt. And Ocala North Marion is coming in. They're a very good team, very well coached under Stephen Field, who was last at Miami Northwestern. So he's bringing a very talented squad down here. So I think Eric will take this opportunity to kind of create a little bit more separation in the coach's eyes to show, hey, I'm the senior. Let me get out there and show that senior leadership. So I would say Eric right off the bat.
And then to answer your question, Eric Walker only played one game at Trask Hall last year against Miami Jackson, which we know right. That ended at, I think it was a 30-0 loss, I believe.
Yeah, but hey, he got the experience, though. He played under the lights at Trask Hall, and that's something that, you know, it sounds weird, you know, but you can talk to players, they'll tell you. Some stadiums, you know, it's different to play in certain atmospheres. So because he has that experience of playing at Trask before, I think it'll help him out this Friday night.
Yeah, both of these quarterbacks are very very good quarterbacks, so it's going to be interesting to see between who Booker T is going to start. So we have another question for you, JT. Will Booker T. Washington, they're on a 40-game win streak, will the streak end Friday night, do you think?
Well, that's a funny question because I'm willing to say that if they win, they'll probably say that the streak is at 42. But if they lose, I said they'll probably say that it was a preseason game and it doesn't count. So that's how I feel. And I'm saying that's just my opinion. I haven't spoken to any of the coaches about it, but that's just how I feel. If they win, they'll count it. If they lose, it didn't count because it was a preseason game. But I think Booker T should have enough to come out on top in that one.
Yeah, so now we're going to take it from Trask Taos to Orlando. Columbus versus Winter Haven. We know we talked to you because we're from Columbus. Talked to you at Midnight Madness about quarterback Alejandro Ross for Columbus. What do you expect out of him in his first Columbus start?
I expect him to do well. I think he's probably going to come out and probably the coach is going to want to settle him down a little bit. He may come out and want to do a little bit too much. But I think once he gets settled in, and that's what the preseason's for, and Winter Haven's a very good opponent, a solid opponent at Columbus. I think Columbus will win that game, but I think they'll also give Columbus a good look at what they have, show them where they can shore up some things. But I think Alejandro's going to do well. Like I said, once he settles in, so like I said, playing on the road, and, you know, that can kind of put you in a situation where you feel you have to do a little bit more than you have to. But once he settles in, starts getting the ball to his playmakers and Jerome Rollins and CJ, behind him in the backfield, he'll be fine.
I'll ask you another question. Who do you think will be the biggest surprise out of this game on Friday?
Out of the Columbus game?
Yes.
You know what? I'm going to say C.J. Henderson. I think he's going to show a lot of that speed, but I think he wants people to understand that he is a running back, I think. And I think it's a great opportunity for him to do that on Friday and just this upcoming season. He's probably going to get a lion's share of the carries for the Explorers. So I think this will be a great opportunity for him to really show people, hey, I'm not just a track guy or the speedy guy. I'm an actual running back who can make big plays.
Yeah, CJ had a great summer going to a lot of camps, picking up offers like from Florida. So couldn't see. Yeah, he didn't play that much last year. So see how he plays this year. And we have one more question about the Columbus Winter Haven game. How do you think the young secondary Columbus' defense will hold on tonight, or hold Friday's game?
Oh, they'll be fine. Trajan Bandy exudes that defensive back swagger. I mean, it's hard to get that kid off his game or have him doubt himself. I remember at the Midnight Madness when I was walking around with the camera, as they were going through drills, he was looking at the camera, giving me thumbs up, posing for the camera a little bit. So he has that swagger. He's going to be fine, and I think that the other DBs will definitely feed off of that, off of his energy and off of his, you know, that kind of leadership by example that he'll provide, because that's really what that position is all about. You got to have confidence. You can't lose it. Yes, some receivers are going to make plays, going to get some catches, but just don't allow anything big, and then you have an opportunity to make a play, and that's Trajan Bandy through and through.
We're keeping it in the Orlando area. We're going to ask you about IMG and whichever. What does American Heritage have to do to come out with a victory over a top-rated team like IMG?
It's going to be tough, and it's so funny. One of their coaches texted me earlier today and asked me if I had any predictions. What was my prediction for the game? And I said, well, I'm not doing preseason ball predictions. But I said that if there was one team, or one of the few teams from South Florida that can go up to IMG and definitely mix it up because of their talent along with their great coaching staff, it's American Heritage. I mean, because their coaching staff, you're talking about it, 3-4 former NFL players on that coaching staff. So that's a big time, a lot of knowledge walking up and down the sideline. So, and then they do have the talent. Obviously, a lot of people will point to say who they lost, Torrance Gibson, Sony Michel, you know, going back 2 years ago. But now they have new guys, and this is an opportunity for these guys to say, hey, if we're gonna, you know, be sitting at the big boys table, as I like to call it, as two-time defending 5A, 6A champs, these are the kind of games that we have to go out and put on a great showing, possibly even pull out a victory. Now, no South Florida team has gone to IMG and won, but if I had to pick a team to do it, American Heritage would be one of the ones I pick.
Yeah, so now we're going back to Travis Powell Stadium for Saturday game. We have American versus Miramar. For the Patriot Bowl on Saturday, it will be a defensive battle. Which offense do you see having the better game?
Right off the bat, I look at Miramar. I think Miramar's offense has a little more continuity already. They have some returning guys. The one that sticks out for me right away is running back Gregory McCrae. He's somebody that's been in the program for the past couple of years, and now he's going to be the lead back for the Miramar Patriots. So I think their offense is probably a little bit more settled at this point of the season, whereas American is improved because they got a couple guys to come in, most notably quarterback Stephen Hollingsworth, who left Booker T. Washington. Now he's at American, so he's going to be filling his way learning Coach Anthony White's offense. So I'd say Miramar's offense is probably the most settled group right now going at the start of the season, but the first team to score 17 points is probably going to win that game.
And just add that, Steve Hollingsworth is another quarterback that was at Pace his sophomore year and transferred to Booker T. For just giving you the information. Well, JT, thank you so much for joining us on the CCNA Live High School Sports Podcast. For all your information about high school sports in South Florida, you guys got to check out SouthFloridaHighSchoolSports.com. They keep all the information posted. Thank you so much, JT.
Yeah, hope to see you again, JT. Thank you.
No problem. Thanks, guys. No, anytime.
Well, that concludes our first show. Thank you for everyone for joining us and listening to our first installment of the CCN Live High School Sports Podcast. I hope you all enjoyed. And if you want to catch one of our top five games, you can see our live broadcast of the Columbus Winter Haven game in Orlando today, August 21st at 7 p.m. Just go to nfhssports.com or you can go to our Twitter handle, CCN Live, for the link.
Thank you again for listening, everybody. Thank you to JT for coming on our show. You guys have to check him out at South Florida High School Sports. He does a really, really good job. He's one of the best. And tune in next week when we list our top five best teams in South Florida and also talk about some week one action. Thank you, everybody, and have a good night.